strangers. I am Britt.
And I'm Dee.
The lovely cocoa butter brown smooth. in her natural, she's giving skims. She's giving,
I would say
yitty, but you can't say nothing nowadays. Everybody's getting in trouble left and right. Nothing safe. There's been stuff that I'm pretty sure we've recorded, and then I've been like, oh damn, now they in trouble. Like,
oh, what,
Jonathan Majors, like right before he had, and we were talking about him being in that movie, the Poltergeist movie. Child, nobody's safe.
Nothing's safe. Sad.
Very sad. But welcome to another episode of
It's a Strange World After All,
the podcast where we discuss true crime cases, the supernatural, urban legends, conspiracy theories, occasional movie reviews, and all of the things that keep the world strange.
In today's episode, we discuss the unsolved death of Monica Rizzo.
You saw this on the episode of Unsolved Mysteries?
No. So I came across this when I was working on the San Antonio Variety episode, but it was too much to fit in an episode where we're trying to fit like three stories in one. So I just made it separate.
I got you.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, the unsolved death of Monica Rizzo. I dare to say by the end of this episode, I think we will all agree who is probably responsible, allegedly. Oh,
definitely.
Definitely. Which it still baffles me how, like, some cases go and can get a conviction and they literally have nothing. They don't even really have evidence, but they take it to trial. And stuff like this, you have evidence. You might not have evidence that this specific person did it, but who else could it have been? No, I'm dead serious.
I know, just the way you said it, because I mean,
what does it take?
That's a good question. Because I mean, it's literally obvious, allegedly, but I mean,
literally, allegedly,
literally,
we don't raise the bar. This episode has changed it from apparently, allegedly to literally, allegedly,
literally, allegedly.
But let's get into this. 44-year-old Monica Rizzo was last seen alive on May 5th, 1997, when she left her job at the San Antonio Department of Human Resources. She left without any explanation and without taking her purse. Monica's husband, Leonard Rizzo, said she came home that afternoon but disappeared a few days later. He never reported her missing. If this is something that's totally out of her character, why wouldn't he report her missing? And she's been gone for days.
Strike one. Yeah, and then it's days. Like, sir, this is your wife.
Right. He didn't even have like an excuse that said, 'cause I don't know anything about their family outside of kids. Is it the one kid?
I believe so.
'Cause they had a son.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I say that to say, I don't know like about her parents or anything like that, but he never even said anything along the lines of, oh, we got in an argument. She went to her parents. She just disappeared. She just left. Didn't tell her coworkers bye or anything. She just left.
Yeah. And then, I mean, he's making it seem like she just left without saying anything to him either.
Right.
So
that's not okay.
Yeah. Well, we're about to know why he did what he did. So Leonard told Unsolved Mysteries, "I was very confused. It made no sense. My wife and I were very close. There was no reason for me to believe she wouldn't be coming back wherever she'd gone. I have faith in her. I just chose to wait. Wait for what?
Yeah, wait for what? Also, I would be nervous. Yeah, I would be nervous of her taking care of herself. She's completely depleted. She's less than 100 pounds. She's tiny. She looks like an easy target. If I'm going to let somebody decompress, I might give you an hour or so. Because I get in relationships, sometimes you need space, you just need some alone time, whatever. But after a couple of hours, he should have been on high alert. He should have been thinking, where is my wife? This is not like her.
Because, I mean, she just left. It says she left without her purse. So I'm guessing she didn't have like her wallet or whatever. Wait, this was 97. I was going to say, did they have cell phones? They had those big old cell phones.
Oh, yeah, but yeah, yeah.
Assuming she had one, she probably left that too. Probably. So that's even more reason to be worried because you can't get in touch with her.
I agree. So. On June 5th, a few weeks after Monica disappeared, San Antonio police received an anonymous phone call. The caller said that Monica had been murdered by her husband and she was buried in her backyard. Police arrived at the Rizzo home 30 minutes later, only to find Leonard having an apparent seizure. I did some research, and now I'm thinking, if this was an actual seizure and he wasn't just putting on, I did some research and I found out that stress can cause seizures. So you can have like a stress-induced seizure. Seizure can cause seizures. So if this is something that, you made me lose my train. If this is something that wasn't normal for him, maybe he did kill Monica or was hiding something.
Mm-hmm. Because I'm trying to think, there was speculation that he was faking and I wouldn't put it past him. He probably looked out the window and saw him coming up and was like, oh shit. And I don't know.
Maybe. Which, I mean, would prove the theory that it's stress-induced because he's probably like, or it could be either way because he probably was like, oh, shit, like.
Yeah. And then he just chilling at home. By this time, it's been a few weeks.
Right. He haven't started a search party.
What are you doing? Exactly. Sir. While at the hospital, police questioned their son. He said he lived across town and hadn't seen his mother in over a week. All her clothes were in the closet and her car was still parked in the driveway. After searching the backyard, the only bones found were animal bones. How did she get, did she catch the bus some, wait. Because yeah, she didn't even have a car. Her car was still at home. So she just walked out.
Yeah, which I thought that initially.
Or somebody picked her up.
She had left her purse. So I assumed, like how you said, if she had a cell phone, she probably left her cell phone. I just assumed if she had a car, she probably left her keys. But who would have picked her up?
But you would think she would at least take her keys and leave everything else if she was going to leave her purse. Because, like, how did she get to where she was going if she left?
I was going to say, why would she have her keys if she left her car, though?
No, I'm saying why did she leave her car?
Oh. Because she.
Yeah.
It would make me think that she never left. That's what it would make me think. That she never left. Yeah. That she's buried somewhere or hidden somewhere.
And then you just get this anonymous phone call saying that she is in the backyard, like she's buried in the backyard. So, yeah, this is too much. It's not looking good, Leonard.
It's not looking good, Leonard. On July 5th, a month later, police received another anonymous call from the same person. This time, he said her bones could be found specifically under a pile of tires in the backyard. How he know that?
Good question.
Investigators found a human skull, bone fragments, and a bag containing human flesh, later confirmed to be Monica. Leonard claimed he had no idea how the bones got there and that he was being framed. Why? Why would somebody frame you, Leonard?
Leonard. So he just living his best life because at this point it's a month. And you're still not doing anything to try to find your wife. Mm-mm. And now she's in the backyard, buried. Somebody put her there. So I'm assuming you've been home this whole time. You would think, I think I would know if somebody was in my backyard.
That's what I was saying.
Well, it could have been like late.
What did he do for work? Do we know?
Mm-mm.
Because it's the only thing I could think of is if, yeah, like you said, they did it. But, okay, let me finish my thought. Like you said, they did it either while he wasn't at the house or they did it late. But where this dog come from? Whose dog is this? Is this their dog or just a random dog that was playing with the bone? Or have I got there? I haven't got there yet.
I was going to say, where you see a dog at?
I remembered it, and then I realized.
I did this one a while back, so I was like, I don't remember a dog, but.
And then I watched a YouTube video on it today.
Oh, okay.
Well, okay. So at this stage, yeah, how would this? I don't know. How would this person know specifically that where to find her body? But I guess it's going to come up.
Yeah, exactly how they would know is going to come up.
And then, like you said, if you're going on the theory, if you're sticking beside Leonard and going on the theory that he was framed, what would you have been framed for? Who would want to frame you? And when would they have had the time to, I guess, kidnap your wife? Because I'm going to assume they kidnapped her, kill her, and put her back in the backyard.
Yeah.
It's pretty far-fetched.
Yeah, because who got time to be, well, I guess killers, but I was going to say, who got time to be doing all that?
Don't say that, because they have time. They have the time. They got nothing but time.
But that is a lot of work for this, to like frame somebody. And then you got to go, who are his enemies? Does he have enemies?
Yes. Does he even have enemies? They're just a regular folk. I don't know,
Leonard. So we on strike three? I don't know, it's too much.
I'm thinking it's about strike three.
A team of archaeologists from the University of Texas were brought in to excavate the site. Over the course of 8 days, a total of 200 bone fragments were collected, some of which had been chopped into pieces. Investigators believed a shredder or wood chipper was used. Bone fragments were found all over the yard, including inside the barbecue grill. So, on Unsolved Mysteries, they said that her hands were inside the barbecue grill, which is crazy.
Yeah.
How hard did they even look the first time they went out there? When the person called the first time and they checked. Because if they found them all over the yard, that mean they must not have done a good search the first time.
Maybe they just did like a surface level, because they found all of this because they did.
Oh, yeah. They got the team.
Brought the
excavators. Yeah.
I had two thoughts. Oh, the barbecue grills. So the theory was that he murdered her, threw her into that shredder wood chipper, and then used the barbecue grill to attempt to burn her remains was one of the theories.
Yeah.
I also saw somewhere that there were so many bone fragments that the police believed that they couldn't just belong to Monica. So they tested them and they found out that there was at least one other woman that the extra bone fragments belonged to.
Do you think maybe it has something to do with him cheating on his wife and he just maybe possibly killed both of them?
Ooh, girl, no, I didn't think that. I'm thinking it now. I didn't think it before.
I just thought about that, because why would another woman be buried in his backyard?
I don't know. That's a good question.
Unless Leonard was a serial killer.
It's very sus.
That reminds me of, yeah, you remember one of my stories from the Halloween episode where the girl disappeared from a Halloween party, and they were looking at this one guy, and they dug up his backyard and found all those bones back there, but hers wasn't there. And it turned out he was a serial killer.
This was last year.
I think her name was like Cindy Song. It may have been, I think it was the first Halloween episode we did. Yeah. Because this will be our
like
third.
The very first episode? No, variety show.
No, the very first Halloween.
Lord. Variety show.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. You said episode, my bad. So I was like, wait, no. Okay. No, I don't. I remember that because I remember finding it. I honestly don't remember you doing it. Now I'm going to have to go back and listen to that episode.
Because I don't. Her name was, I think, Cindy Song.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I've seen it come up when I was researching my own stories.
Yeah. What if you would have picked that one for this year?
And then I would have been like, remember.
Oh, you got a kid.
We would have just found one on the fly, child. I would have made one up.
Lord.
On the fly.
But yeah, now I'm thinking, that's what I'm thinking. He probably was cheating on his wife, and maybe, allegedly, because yes. I don't know. I just thought about that.
It's not a bad theory.
Because Leonard, why do you have bones in your backyard?
That's a good question. Mm. Okay, so the anonymous caller was later identified as Robert Hakala, we believe is how you say that, a friend of the family. He was at the Rizzo home when he noticed a dog was playing with a human jawbone. It had overlapping teeth, just like Monica's. He was not considered a suspect. So there's the dog. Whose dog? Was what I was wondering.
They make it sound like it was just a random dog.
Just a random dog. That dog saved the day. That dog was Scooby-Doo.
Yep.
Saved.
Wish, I was going to say Wishbone.
Or Wishbone. Going on adventures.
Yeah. Yep. Cause I was like, man, San Antonio was crazy in the 90s because Nicholas Barclay, I think that was like, was it 96?
Yeah, I believe so.
Yeah. Yeah, San Antonio.
Just Earth. Earth was wild. America. America from... been wild. I don't know. I don't think there's ever been
and
a point
the
in time.
And then the San Antonio 4, was that the 90s? Or maybe like early 2000s.
Early 2000s, maybe?
I think the footage just maybe looked like the 90s.
Well, yeah, because some of the footage was from... the 90s.
Because it was like home videos.
Uh-huh.
Some of the footage was. Yeah.
94. 94 was when they were accused. So, yeah.
So, yeah.
San Antonio 4, that is the episode from last year. If you've not listened to it.
And Nicholas Barclay was like what
season
our...
Season 1.
Was it the third episode, I think? Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Man.
The first recorded...
Yeah. You could tell.
A mess. My mom tried to play us. She was like, why you leave all that in there? I said, because it was the first recording.
Never mind. Because I don't want to record it again. I was like, we should do like a remastered version.
Oh, people do that. Maybe like on our 5-year mark. Maybe.
Maybe.
Because we definitely need to redo, even though it was so funny, Carl Tanzler. Because the sound quality is so trash because it was when I first switched over, like my mic or something like that, or the first one that we recorded away from me, like when we moved.
What was
so
the one,
sound quality
off topic?
Terrible.
What was the one, because I feel like it was an episode where you was
being
so
cheap.
So we used one platform for the first half and then the second half. We used a different one.
And you sound
awful.
What's
that called, Tanzler?
No, it was. I don't think it was Carl Tansley. I think it was a one maybe after Carl Tansley. I don't know. Those first few episodes when we first moved into our own apartments were like the sound quality.
Because even the San Antonio 4, like it was maybe like 5 minutes of the audio was horrible. And I think it was me. So it might have been that one. Upon further investigation, police uncovered signs of a struggle inside the home. Why they didn't look at in the home in the first place?
I don't know.
Yeah, they were slacking. Okay. They found several sections of bashed and blood-spattered drywall. Leonard claimed he was emotional about Monica's disappearance and beat up the house.
I get what he's saying.
I get it too, but you never even reported her missing. So how emotional are you? You just chose to wait.
You chose to wait. You never solicited help. You did not. You weren't the one that called police. You were not doing searches with the community. So yeah, how emotional were you? Just emotional enough to beat up a house.
You know? And then I wonder what the blood splatter looked like, because I feel like if you punch a wall, like the blood, your blood is not going to splatter like that. It might be like on one spot where you punched it.
Oh, I see what you're saying. I see what you're saying.
Yeah.
Sound like a lie. Shout out that.
It does.
Sound like a lie. Prior to her disappearance, Monica's coworkers noticed that she had been losing weight and had bruises on her arms. They were so worried about her that they called the police. When an officer showed up to her home, he noticed she had bruises on her face. She claimed she was fine and had gotten the bruises from a fall. Leonard claimed he was not abusive.
I was just gonna say it's really nothing they can do if she doesn't like press charges. So
right,
because I was gonna say why they didn't do nothing then, but like she said she fell, so that was all they could do.
And that's fine, but so this is still technically unsolved. I feel like even this account, because they did call the police, so they do probably have it on record. No, there's not an official police report because she didn't press charges or anything, but you have it on record that a police, I don't know, I was going to say a police person. 2023, we're progressive. A police person came out, came out to their house. So you have it on record. Even that to me is something that could have been used in court during a trial.
Yep. And I want to know what their son has to say about all of this. Because I couldn't really find much on him. But
yeah,
I don't know.
I couldn't either, D. So I don't know.
Yeah, I'm trying to think. Yeah, I couldn't really find a lot on him. And then, I mean, Leonard, I'm not taking your word for it. You probably were abusive. Because he's probably like, well, they can't really... Yeah, prove it. But I mean, like you said, the police showed up. So, and then now that I think about it, I don't know if it actually, I get what you were saying, but it wouldn't be on record. Is that what you were trying to say? It's not actually on record, but you have the cop who went there.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Sorry, you're right. So there wasn't a police report, but you have record. Her coworkers are telling you, she was losing weight. She had random bruises. They called the police. That officer has a record, verbal or whatever, what have you, that they went and checked and did a wellness check for him being abusive.
It's crazy. So Leonard was considered the prime suspect. However, the San Antonio district attorney lacked enough evidence to file charges. Her bones and a bag of her flesh was in the backyard along with another woman's bones. How did they get there? Why? Well, I guess, I don't know. Mm-mm. This just seems like enough evidence to me.
To me too.
Yeah.
Yeah, I agree. And then my question is, did they do any interrogations with him?
I feel like they would have had to if he was the prime suspect.
Like, and then try to get him to confess. And,
yeah, and the blood splatter.
Yeah, I thought that too. That was gonna be my next
When did blood splatter analysis become a thing? Because I feel like we talked on the was it Julie Ray?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because they could have even looked into that. Because I'm pretty sure if I was to punch this wall right now, like, my hand will be bleeding, but it wouldn't go anywhere unless you know how you hurt your hand and you doing, like, you shaking it. Maybe that's, but still, how much and blood?
That's what I was going to say. How much? How much was it? Because then that much blood come from your hand.
Yeah.
Oh, it's the first study of blood spatter analysis came from Dr. Edward Piotrowski in 1895.
Oh, dang.
So, yeah, and it said it was used for a case.
It did say that?
Mm-hmm. Said that it was used for a case in 1895.
Hmm. So, yeah, I mean, if it was a thing, why didn't they look into that? San Antonio PD. What were y'all doing in the 90s?
Crack. No, I don't know. I don't know.
Probably.
Child,
allegedly. No. Not giving a damn. Meth.
Not giving a damn about.
Mm.
Oh, well, I don't know. I don't know if it was used for a case now that I'm going to have to do some more research on this. I think it was like a theory and he wanted to see like if it was reliable.
Yeah.
But yeah. And yeah, I get what you're saying. How much blood was there? Because I'm sure it wasn't a lot. It wasn't substantial blood loss from him beating up his house unless he was going to town. I don't know.
That's what I was thinking, because he was it's gonna come up.
Wait, all I could think of is it Don't Be a Menace when he was like punching and he punched all those people out. I just pictured him in his house.
Man. Leonard.
The house is like, now why am I in it? What did I do to deserve this? Leonard.
Oh my God. Okay. 2 years later, in May of 1999, Leonard was arrested for attacking his then girlfriend, Susan McDaniel. So, hypothetically, if you meet a man and you do your research on him and something like this comes up, would you still?
No, ma'am.
But then, okay, it was the 90s, so she probably didn't even, it was drugs. So never mind.
Okay.
Never mind.
I get what you're saying.
Yeah. If I see something like that, I'm like, turn another way. And I'm getting a restraining order just because.
I've been trying to be intentional about focusing on red flags. So if you so much as chew your gum too loud, that is a red flag.
Okay.
Like, nah, I can't.
What was it? Chicago. Was she?
You popped that gum one more time. And he did. So what did she say? So I fired two warning shots. I don't know if that's the same one, into his head. I don't know if that's the same one, but yeah.
So yeah, Susan, do better.
Okay. Susan is also, yeah, like you said, drugs were involved. So Susan claimed they were high on meth and sleep deprived when Leonard became paranoid. She said he beat her with a hammer and accused her of knowing where Monica was. He was shot and injured by police in a standoff. So that abusive behavior, is showing up again. Now you have proof that he is abusive.
Mm-hmm. And meth is crazy because this lady, she used to be a cake decorator. So she would come to work and she would just be going. And I'm like, what is wrong with you? And she was like, well, I haven't slept in, I think she said, like 2 weeks. And I was like, how? She just was like, meth. I was like, oh my God.
Meth is crazy.
Yeah. And the job had stopped drug testing. So that's how she got in. But
baby,
man,
it's like if you've ever taken Adderall, it's like Adderall times 10. Turned to the max. Red balls. Red balls. I'd be like, Lord.
Because I mean, and she was just whipping those cakes out. I was like,
I bet she was in the kitchen wrist. It wasn't like a stir fry. She probably was way more productive on it than she was without it.
She was.
That's crazy, though.
We are not condoning the use of meth. We're just saying
not
that
at all.
It's crazy. Yeah.
It's crazy.
Because we're like, oh, she was productive and she was.
She was productive.
We don't condone it. Don't do drugs.
She got employed a month. Employee of the month. No, don't do it. But remember, meth over murder. Do not do meth. But if you are contemplating murdering someone, meth over murder every single time.
Don't do that either. If you have, don't do either.
I mean, don't do either one. But I'm just saying, meth over murder. Season one. Tylenol.
Mm-hmm. I don't know why I thought he died. That was something else. Oh, that was Dennis DePue.
Oh.
Yeah. Susan told police that Leonard threatened to kill her, chop her up, put her in a garbage bag, and bury her, which is literally what happened to Monica.
I was just about to say, he literally dry snitched on them. So he literally just explained everything that I'm pretty sure he did to his ex-wife.
Well, he wasn't in his right mind.
That's true.
He was on meth, and then he had got, well, drugs like alcohol is known to make the truth come out. So,
yes.
Hey, dang, that's crazy. But yeah, that's exactly what happened to Monica. So, Leonard was convicted on 4 criminal counts, including assault with a deadly weapon. He did have a hammer. That's crazy.
Mm-hmm.
Assault with a deadly weapon, kidnapping, and drug possession. Authorities still believe he is responsible for Monica's death, but they still don't have enough evidence to charge him. Leonard still maintains his innocence.
Leonard is full of shit. Leonard is a liar. He's lying. I don't understand how all of this is not enough to at least try. Like, I'd be like, let's just see what we can do. Let's just see what we can do.
Yeah. I guess because they're thinking double jeopardy, like there may be a chance that he may be found innocent. And then that's it.
Oh, that's true. That's true.
Yeah.
Jeez Louise.
Yeah. So I'm trying to think, did I put this in here? Because I think you said it. Okay. Because I was going to say he was accusing her, but you did say that. Accused her of knowing where Monica was.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Which, why would she know that? And why would you care, Leonard, if you were not guilty? That doesn't make sense.
Exactly. Final thoughts. Do we think Leonard is innocent?
No. I was about to say yes, but I thought you were going to say guilty. No, we don't think he's innocent at all.
I mean, I honestly don't understand how they don't have enough evidence. Like you said before, they've convicted people with much less. So, And then I wonder how long he did in prison.
I was going to ask that.
Yeah, but that's still not enough because he was charged with 4 different criminal counts, including, I wonder what the other one was, because it says including assault with a deadly weapon, kidnapping, and drug possession. Maybe, probably the shootout.
Probably.
Something to do with the shootout. Yeah. That alone, he probably, I wonder if he's still in jail.
Look at it.
Let me see. Oh, it says he served 2 years.
Ew, that's it?
Yeah. This says the son died. Wait. Because it says he declined to comment about his mom or the case. And then because this says that he was a junior and it says he died at 23. So it was 99. But yeah, this says he only did 2 years for all of that.
Mad. I would have been trying to find like technicalities to keep him in there. It's the stick it to him. Because he did it, allegedly. Literally, allegedly.
Literally, allegedly.
He is responsible.
Man. This says, Leonard Rizzo says he only meant to hurt himself in the standoff. But then it says he pointed it at a San Antonio SWAT officer who then opened fire on him. What?
Okay, so maybe he never actually shot at them. He was just unwilling to go with them.
Yeah. And then Susan McDaniel, I do love him. What happened? Still? I didn't want to happen. I don't understand why he did what he did. What, girl?
Because he's abusive and he was on drugs.
He's on meth. Both of y'all. Yeah, I can't.
It's fine.
Yeah, I can't. Yeah.
Wait, what else were you looking for? Something about his son.
I was trying to see.
Because you found how long he was.
Yeah, but
okay.
It was, this says he died, so, from leukemia.
The son?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
The son. Yeah, it looks like Leonard is out.
And still alive, thriving.
Mm-hmm. Probably.
How to get away with murder.
Exactly. Monica's father wrote a book titled The Raw Truth.
Okay, so her parents were still alive.
The book includes police reports and news stories. This was, I don't know when the book came out, but he did write a book about it.
Does he believe that Leonard is responsible? Or does that...
I think that's one of those things everybody thinks he's responsible. So somebody commented, I live in San Antonio... I don't know how true this is because this is just a comment on one of these groups. Okay. I live in San Antonio. The Rizzo family had a reputation before all of this. Monica Rizzo was from Germany and she worked while her husband was more of a freeloader.
Oh, talking about Leonard.
Mm-hmm.
So was he working?
According to this person, he wasn't, but this is just a random dude in the comment section.
Oh.
Yeah. And the title of the episode of the Unsolved Mysteries episode is Backyard Bones.
Okay.
I don't know what season, though.
If I find it, I'll add it in event details.
Okay.
Oh, there was one last thing. He allegedly compared himself to Leonard did to O.J. Simpson, saying that he felt like O.J. Simpson in the fact that he was innocent. And
OJ
he feels
Simpson
like
ain't well never
allegedly
mind.
And I was just like, for you to even use him as a reference, let's makes you look even more guilty. It wasn't giving what you thought it was giving, sir. It made you look
exactly.
More suspicious. I just thought that was kind of like, what? Of all the people,
why of all people?
Maybe it was the myth,
sir. Oh, like, probably. That's like, ridiculous.
I feel like OJ. I feel like... Anywho.
Well, I mean, maybe that's another admission of guilt from him. Because we all know.
I bet you do feel like OJ. You killed your wife and you got away with it. I bet you do feel like OJ, sir.
So, hopefully he's... But I don't know. I don't know if he's even still alive. Because I can't really find...
Oh, I thought you said he was still alive. My bad.
Oh, did I?
No,
I say he's probably
you...
still alive living his best life.
Oh, probably. Because
he only did 2 years.
Got you. What do you call it? Not a recluse. Is that what you call it? like where he
yeah
falls off the face of the earth because of this.
Oh yeah,
because I'm not seeing anything about him either.
Another Leonard Rizzo. I don't think this is him, because this say whoever this is died in 2018. It's too many Leonard Rizzos.
Yeah. Okay. Well, if we have an update on that, we can post an update on that. No, I don't have anything else, because to me, like, it's unsolved, but we know. We all know the truth.
Yeah.
That is all, folks.
Please follow us on Instagram at It's a Strange World Podcast, Twitter at Pod Strange World, and on Facebook and TikTok at It's a Strange World After All. Also, if you are listening to us on Apple Podcasts or Spotify and like the show, please go ahead and give us a 5-star rating. And if you're feeling extra strange, please write a review. Please and thank you.
Yes, we would love to hear from you. What did you think of this week's episode? Do you have any additional theories? Do you believe that someone else is responsible for Monica's death? Let us know. Also, if there's anything else in the world of strange or true crime cases that you would like us to cover, let us know. If you have any personal stories involving true crime or the supernatural, we would love to have you on the show and share them with our listeners. We are doing movie reviews of the horror, thriller, slasher, and true crime genre. So if you have any movies or documentaries and want to hear our uncensored, unsolicited opinions on them, you can email those submissions to itsastrangeworldafterall@gmail.com or DM us at any other social media platforms D mentioned. Even if you just want to say, what's up? Hey, sexy ladies. We'll be here. We will be here.
Dang. Because I saw this comment. Can I? I'm going to still say it. No, because I never thought about this. So it says, it seems that, because I think there were more kids, but we're focusing on the one that we talked about. This comment says, it seemed that the oldest son should be investigated much more thoroughly than the husband. He tells the police he was visiting to check on his mom because he hadn't seen her in a week when she'd already been missing for several weeks. Because you remember when the police... Yeah. When they got that tip, she had been missing. It was almost a month.
Okay.
And I'm guessing she's saying that when they interviewed him, he said a week, but she had already been missing. Because they were like, when was the last time you saw her? And he said, I'm guessing last week, but she had already been missing. That's what this lady is saying.
Okay, so I was thinking, I lied. So I did have another theory. I was thinking, because if it was my mom, and that I would make a big stink, like I would make a big fuss over it, and that he was kind of quiet. There's not much about him. So I was thinking maybe either he had something to do with it as well, or maybe he knows something. Maybe he knows that dad did it. But Monica died in what, 97?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, 97. He died in 99. So 99. Maybe he was just sick. As you said, he died of what? Leukemia?
Leukemia. Yeah.
Maybe he was just sick. Maybe he was disoriented. Maybe he didn't have anything to do with it. Because if you're sick like that, how quickly does it take for like your body and mind to deteriorate? I don't know.
Oh, true. True.
Depending on how sick he was. I don't know.
I mean, but he had to be pretty sick. Yeah.
That's possible.
Thank you for tuning into another episode of
It's a Strange World After All. And thank you, as always, for keeping it strange with us.
Thank you. Bye.